Before leaving for his ranch in Texas today, President Bush paid a rare visit to the Capitol, where he urged both chambers to finish work on his economic growth package. The $350 billion package is less than half the amount the president proposed. It consists primarily of tax cuts, plus $20 billion in aid to cash-strapped states, and $12 billion in refundable tax credits for low-income families. The House is poised to act late tonight, the Senate to follow suit tomorrow. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
Arriving on Capitol Hill this morning, the president praised Republican leaders of both the House and Senate for what he called a season of accomplishment.
This is a Congress which is able to identify problems facing the American people and get things done. These are can-do people, and I'm real proud of the work they've done.
That seemed to be a big change in attitude from just a week or so ago when he called the Senate version of his tax cut itty-bitty at $350 billion. But Mr. Bush says he's happy with the framework this bill lays down and clearly considers it a starting point for greater reductions later. The bill would limit taxes on dividends and capital gains and accelerate income tax cuts passed in 2001. President Bush is also pleased with parts of the bill he says will directly help the neediest Americans, low-income wage earners. The bill expands the lowest income tax bracket so more people will pay only 10%. It also increases the child tax credit from $600 to $1,000 and makes that credit refundable for parents who make too little to owe income tax. But House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi today called those provisions sweeteners sprinkled on top of a plan that gives most of its benefits to the rich.
It's a hoax on the American people by telling them, when they know differently, that this will create jobs, because they're putting more money in the pockets, largely of the wealthiest people in our country, at the expense of job creation.
And on the House floor today, Democrats made a last lunge at the Republican plan, saying it would take the U.S. government into debt so deep that the Social Security system would go bankrupt. House Ways and Means Chairman Bill Thomas said no. The bill was, in fact, tax reform, and the Democrats' Social Security attack was yellow with age.
Just like the yellowed papers on we are favoring the rich and hurting the poor on the tax issue, which is absolutely false. Your failure to address this fundamental reform is the greatest threat to our children.
Democrats in both the House and the Senate have argued that extending unemployment benefits would be a more efficient and immediate way to stimulate the economy. Republicans had rejected extending jobless benefits up to now, but today, with the tax bill on its way, House Republicans introduced a bill that would do just that. House Democratic Whip Steny Hoyer had an explanation for this change of heart.
We put too much heat on, and the American public put too much heat on. And as a result, they're going to put it on the floor, but they do so grudgingly.
Democrats will try to substitute their own, much costlier extension during debate on the plan, expected late tonight in the House and tomorrow in the Senate. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.